A letter from the Australian company Geitz refers to, quote, internal squabblings and says, quote, we have decided to freeze the decision to locate our manufacturing facility in the city of Adams and are currently exploring other options, including relocation. The 200,000-square-foot manufacturing facility and associated green energy technology has been championed by city administrator Bob Ellisor.
Whether this development goes forward from here is, I believe, in serious question.
In a statement at a meeting last night, Ellisor said he was taking out legal representation because of the actions of a member of the Adams City Council.
The individual has succeeded in creating an unbearably hostile work environment and is determined to bring harm to me and consequently my family. He doesn't care if the city of Adams suffers for it.
City Council member Roger Marty says he's being unfairly targeted.
I was basically assaulted at the meeting.
Marty says he supports the green energy project, but does not think Mayor Jan Allen Baumgartner should have taken a job at Geitz without first stepping down as mayor.
And I'm not accusing the mayor that she would do anything wrong, but it just doesn't seem right that you can work on both sides of a contract. I'm all for progress.
Administrator Ellisor says the mayor has recused herself from votes that involve the Geitz development. He says he hopes the council can regroup and save the project.
For any project to be successful, especially one of this scale, you need the full support and backing of the council, and they need to support each other. But without some type of cohesiveness, it can very easily fall apart.
Geitz had agreed to break ground on the manufacturing complex by May of next year. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.